Welcome back to the Mix with Mike D here on WSMN 1590. Nashua's News and Talk Station. Remember, the Mix is a show we do once a week on Wednesdays, which is why, of course, we bring you Wednesday's Weekly Wisdom, the WWW segment. And sometimes we bring in guest wisdom when we have some fun. And today we're going to do that. We're going to bring in some guest wisdom. And she will correct me if I mispronounce a name at all. But her name is Carlene Montez de Oka. I hope I said that right. And she'll correct me if I'm wrong. And let me tell you a little bit about Carlene. She, she's a licensed acupuncturist and nutritional consultant. She's an expert on the art of ageless aging. And she's got some myths that she's going to bust for us today about aging that can change your lives forever. So make sure you tune in, no matter how old you are. She's going to give us some tips to discover your inner – she's going to give you some tips to discover your inner sex appeal, which I'm sure, you know, it all starts on the inside. What goes on inside comes on the outside. So you get that inner sex appeal down, it's going to show on the outside. So let's get to Carlene. Carlene, how are you today? Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Mike. I'm doing really well. Really well. Right. How about you?
I'm doing good. And, you know, I think we met – at a book marketing event. Is that correct, back in Philadelphia?
That's it. We did, not too long ago.
All right, awesome. And how you been since then?
I've been great. You know, so many things have gone on, and including this sexy vegetarian contest that came up. So life's good.
Yeah, tell us about that. Before we get to the, you know, secrets of longevity and everything like that and some of this inner sex appeal stuff, what was that voting, which, you know, you sent me an email and I took one look and I had to vote, you know. What was that voting? What was that contest or what were you voted?
Right. Basically, it was PETA's Sexiest Vegetarian Over 50. They have an annual contest, and you know, there is the public vote, so, you know, you get people to vote for you, and hopefully, you know, whoever, you know, they kind of score that in. But they're also looking at some other categories, which is, you know, who the judges may feel has kind of the best qualities that fit that. Or, for example, they ask you to submit something written, so they're asking you a lot of questions, and, you know, you kind of, you know, put down your answers, and they judge on that. And then also kind of what your appeal is to represent that. So it was four categories, and that's what the contest was about. So here we are.
So how'd you do in that contest?
I beg your pardon?
How did you do in that contest?
Well, I won the contest. Which
right,
is
cool. Okay, good. So the title is what? Give everybody the title. What's the title?
The title is Sexiest Vegetarian Over 50 for PETA for 2011.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So now let's get into, you know, let's just talk overall. Give us the overall picture of just, you know, what you put in your body determines your energy levels, your productivity, how you feel. You know, give us a little bit of advice there.
Well, that's totally true. And unfortunately, most of the people in the United States right now are on what we call that standard American diet. And if you look at the acronym, it's SAD, so it's sad, which it is, because unfortunately a lot of people are getting quite sick on that. And you did talk about one of the myths that I said I was going to bust, and I'll tell you what it is, and that it's downhill after 50, which it totally isn't. It's not downhill after any age. Just people sort of presume that they're going to get sick, that they're going to come down with all these diseases that we hear about all the time.
Yeah, people buy that, don't they? They buy that, you know, all right, this is it, you know, 50.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. You know, I honestly, when people ask me, I honestly feel better at 50 than I did at 40, and I felt pretty good at 40, but I honestly felt better than I did at 30, too. You know, I have a lot of energy, and it has so much to do with your diet. I mean, I can't stress that enough.
So, obviously, you know, if you're competing for a vegan title, you're a vegan.
I am a vegan. It's actually a vegetarian title, but so I had been doing that since I was about 18 years old. But I decided recently, it's been 30 days, I took what they call the vegan pledge, and I did it for 30 days and found it surprisingly easy and actually added more to my energy. So now I'm a vegan.
So what do you say to people that are like, you know, I need to have meat, I need to have chicken, I need to have, you know, What do you say? What do you say to those folks? You know, you say, well, you know, you're wrong, or
no, I don't come out and go, you're wrong, because nobody listens to that. But one of the things that I always find interesting is most people always talk about there's a blood type kind of theory out there that says, well, I'm, you know, O positive blood type, and therefore I should be the blood type group eating the most meat. Well, right. I am too. I'm an O positive, and I've been doing this since I was 18, and it dawned on me this can't possibly be true because I'd be dead by now. You know, I haven't eaten meat for so long. So I think a lot of it is, you know, habits are hard to break. You know, that's right. One of the hardest things for people is to have change in habit and breaking your habits. So I think that's part of it. And to be honest, anytime you break any kind of habit, it just takes a little while to get there, but you can, and then you always feel better.
Yeah. So, you know, and like, you know, you really got to find out what works for you. I mean, I've noted, you know, for me, when I do my best to stay away from our the sweets, you know, did the cakes and they, you know, and the cupcakes and, you have kids, you go to birthday parties and, you know, I do my best to decline, you know, and sometimes, you know, you treat yourself, but you, you ask yourself, you know, would I rather, you know, work on my, you know, my abs showing then have that extra piece of cheesecake, you know, and you have to, that's what works for me, you know, is I'd rather, you know, I've been through a point in time where I put on a little weight when I changed, you know, businesses. And then I realized that, you know, geez, you know, that's not what I want. I don't want a, you know, spare tire, you know, yeah. And then I worked hard to get rid of it. And now I just use that. So that's good. I mean, you definitely have to find what works for you. So that's been working for you for a long time. So tell us about your, before we get to tips to rediscover your inner sex, but tell us about your work. I mean, how are you helping people? You know, you obviously your website is modernalchemyacupuncture.com. And you have a blog called Secrets to Longevity. You have a book coming out. So just tell us a little bit about Carlene and how she's, what the mission she's on.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do have this acupuncture and nutritional counseling practice in the Bay Area in California. And
all right. So
I
some prospects out here are not going to come there, but that's all right.
What? Come on, you guys. No. Basically, I work with people. Interesting. You were talking about the sweets and, you know, the sugars and the things that affect you. I work with a lot of people who have issues with that because that is, unfortunately, what a lot of America's diet is, people, you know, use in their diet. And it is really hard to come off. And I'm glad that you're able to be as conscious as you are because it is an addiction. And unfortunately, it is not only creating that tire around the middle, around the waist, but it's creating chronic disease in a lot of people. So that's the majority of the people that I'm working with are people who are, in a sense, aging but are sort of falling in line with the chronic illnesses because it doesn't really have to go there. I mean, they are reversible often, and very often, you know, they are preventable. So it's important for people to have that knowledge. So I work with people in that way. I also do acupuncture, and I also do a little bit of homeopathy and a little bit of naturopathy in my practice as well. And recently, because I am a vegetarian and I love animals so much, and I've been, you know, a rescuer of animals for a very long time, I decided to try to combine both of these things. So healthy lifestyle, healthy living, and also compassion for animals. So that's kind of where my book is going. That's kind of where my practice is going at the moment.
Any titles for the book? Is it going to be The Secrets to Longevity, or what are your titles?
I have a title. I do have a title, but I've decided to just wait until I finish.
Keep it under wraps. It's a good promotional angle there.
Right, but I will say that the book is on how animals help heal the world one human at a time.
Okay. Sounds good. George, you can get into that.
Oh, yeah. All over it.
All right. So sounds cool. Sounds like you're really passionate about your mission and you got a lot of good things going on. So and it's great because, again, you have your practice and then, you know, with your book and your information, you're able to affect more people. So that's great. All right. So, of course, you know, everybody wants to know, you know, how do you, you know, these five tips to discover your inner sex appeal, rediscover your inner sex appeal, or discover it for the first time. We don't know. What's the secret to discovering that inner sex appeal?
Well, we talked about it, so I won't keep talking about it. The first tip is basically is your diet. If you want to drive a Ferrari, you can't fill it up with cheap gas. So So if you want to like look like a Ferrari, you want to run like a car that you love, then you're going to have to really put in the fuel that you need. Right. So all the bagels and soda and all that stuff, not the right fuel. So if, you know, it doesn't make you look sexy and it doesn't make you feel sexy either.
No.
The second thing is, which I'm sure
you
know.
You can't be sexy when you're gassy. It just doesn't work.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. All right. The second thing is you got to move. You know, you got to move, not to another country, but you got to move your feet. You know, that lying on the couch and exercising your fingers with the remote, it's not enough. So, yeah. You know, people like, you know, in this day and age, we like to see a healthy, toned body, and it's just not on the outside, right? Because if you start exercising, you start changing your physiology, your hormones, everything starts to feel better. Right. So, you know, my
what do you recommend in terms of regimen? I think people get so hung up on that. I mean, I deal with business owners mainly in my business, you know, and they get hung up on, well, you know, what do I put on my website? What do I put on my blog? You know, what do I do? You know, a lot of people in the fitness realm, you know, they get hung up on, well, how many times do I, you know, how long do I get to exercise for? How many times a day? You know, how many times a week? You know, what do you say to that?
Well, I say what you said about diet earlier, which is find what's best for you. You know, I love yoga. And the other thing I love to do is I rescue dogs, so I'm walking dogs a lot. So I get a lot of cardio, and I do the yoga, and those are two things I love. Somebody else may want to do, you know, somebody else may want to run. They may want to bike. They get into something you love because it's important to do it, and probably for 45 minutes a day because the statistics keep going up, and they keep telling us, the experts, exercise more, exercise more, exercise more. So
45 minutes, an hour a day. It, you know, can it be broken up? I tend to do that with my workout regimen. I tend to do 20 minutes. Minimum in the morning, and then sometime during the course of the day, another 20 or 30 minutes. Is it okay? Is it okay to break up your exercise time?
Especially if you want to lose weight, you know, those little spurts are really good that way.
Really?
Just whatever it is, just move. And then I would say that the third thing to consider is, what I always like to say is, attitude is altitude. You know, your attitude is everything. I just always remember I had this friend who could wear any kind of hat. You know, she wore the most amazing hats.
I have a tiny head. I can't wear hats.
Well, hey, then this is for you. basically, I'd look at her and go, God, I wish I could wear those hats. And she said to me, of course you can. And, of course, I put them on, and I look ridiculous. And she says, you know what? You've got to have an attitude that you can wear this hat. And it's the same thing with being sexy, right? It's like you have to have the attitude inside of, I am this.
Next time I see you, we're going to strut our hats together. Don't worry.
You know what? I'm looking forward to that. And then I'll say that number four is get out of your comfort zone. Whether you want to be sexy, I think, or whether you want to be president, you know, dare yourself every single day to just do something a little bit more brave than you did the day before. You know, all of us get stuck in that rut, you know, like we can't or we don't want to or we feel comfortable. But every day if you just do just a little more, you'll start feeling a lot more differently, you know. So for me, you know, or for others, you can, you know, put down that Big Mac and, you know, maybe become a vegetarian for the day, and you can enter a vegetarian contest, and, you know, you might win. Sky's the limit.
And why, you know, and here's what I think. I think intuitively people know, like, yeah, you know, this food, this habit is just, it's not serving me well. And I got to,
absolutely,
you know, and really the key is just take the first step. So, you know, what are the benefits? What are the results, you know, when you rediscover that inner sex appeal? What happens?
You know, that's your whole life can open up because, you know, the sex appeal thing is one part of you. You know, it's not like you're just going to be sexy and that's it. But right. I think if you can really touch into that deeper place, you know, your life changes because it doesn't just come with, oh, I just became sexy, but now it's become with, I've just regained more confidence. Right. I just took some greater steps into the world to be more of who I am. In fact, you know, it leads me into my last kind of tip for sexiness here is if you want to be hot, then get on fire. You know, looking good isn't the only thing, you know, that there is. You know, each one of us has a purpose. And I think that purpose is really defined by what our passions are in life. And sometimes we're just afraid to go for it, right? So,
great information, great advice, and I think a lot of fun, too. So, Modern Alchemy Acupuncture, and I'll spell that, M-O-D-E-R-N. And then ALCHEMY and then acupuncture.com. So I guess, you know, why don't you look us up when the book's done?
And awesome,
if we can help you out in any way, that'd be great.
That would be terrific. And I just want to say one last thing is, please, anybody who's interested, I have a great page up on Facebook, and you can just Facebook me, and it gives you a lot of information, too.
What's the name of it? Is that a fan page, business page, whatever you want to call it?
It's a fan page, and it's Carlene Montes de Oca, and I'm basically combining it's basically where a healthy lifestyle and compassion for animals meet on a page.
Okay. So we have – so that's you have a personal page, and then you're – we'll look for your business page as well, right?
You can Facebook me on either, and I'll direct you.
All right. So we'll, you can find Carlene Montes de Oca. I said that right, right? On Facebook, you can, I guess, friend her. She's not at the 5,000 point yet, so she'll want to be your friend. And she'll get your information on her business page. All right. So awesome, Carlene. Well, hey, great having you. We appreciate you stopping by, and best of luck in everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Take care. All right. So we got to take a break here in the mix on WSMN 1590 AM, Nashua's news and talk station. Great information on finding your inner sex appeal. When we come back, as always, some more sexy talk here on the mix. Stick around.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.